Jen Sabella from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. Good morning, Jen. What's the latest on the Pope's Childhood Church?
Good morning, Bob. Yes, so when we found out that Pope Leo was the new Pope, a lot of people kind of flooded down to where he grew up in suburban Dalton and at St. Mary of the Assumption, which is a church on the far southeast side. It's at 310 East 137th Street. It has been closed since 2011, and it is in severe disrepair. There's broken glass everywhere. The beautiful stained glass windows are busted. We have some great photos of the church on our site, blockclubchicago.org. But everyone kind of wondered, wow, this could be such an opportunity for both the Catholic Church and for the neighborhood on the south side if it were preserved, because now people want to go where the Pope went. So Preservation Chicago is actually pushing to landmark this church. It would landmark the exterior of the church, which would prevent it from being, you know, torn down. But it would allow the inside of the church to be redone. There has been a local push in Riverdale, which is the neighborhood the church is in, to create a community center there. So it might just happen where the church is preserved on the outside, and on the inside, it's a community center and probably a tourist attraction for folks who are curious to know where the Pope went to church.
Oh, absolutely. Also on the south side, this sounds like a very good idea this chef has. Jen, tell us about this.
Yes, Juan Kim, he is the chef at Kim's Key in Bridgeport. He's also just such a proponent of, like, supporting your local restaurants, and he is a very big supporter of the South Side. He actually lives in Beverly, where I live, and he knows of every little place between, you know, Beverly and up by Midway and all everywhere in between, all of these little restaurants that never get attention. They're never on any, like, top Chicago lists, because most of those lists just focus on downtown or the West Loop or the North Side.
Mm-hmm.
So he is hosting this thing every Tuesday starting May 27th through September 30th. He will be at the back patio of Maria's, and he's going to let different chefs take over his kitchen. So you can try all these different restaurants that you may have never tried from all over the city, mostly on the South Side and even in the South Suburbs. They will be taking over the kitchen, serving up their food. You could kind of try a taste of all over the South Side while you're at Maria's in Bridgeport. The bar will be open at Maria's, and then you can sit outside and order food. And there'll be live music or DJ music, DJ sets. So yeah, it's a pretty good idea, and he wants to keep it going, hopefully into, for years to come.
Hopefully. And finally, on the North Side, good news for fans of a neighborhood bar.
Yes, Augie's. You always hear about Augie's. It was a legendary Lincoln Park bar, opened in the 90s. One of those, like, corner bars that are in the neighborhood, kind of tucked away, but everyone who lives nearby goes there and knows your name. It closed when its owner died in 2021. He sold it shortly before closing, and he sold it to this couple from the suburbs, and they were, like, all about it. They were going to bring it back to life. Then they both got diagnosed with cancer within 4 months of one another. They're parents of five children. They were just absolutely at their wit's end. They're, like, in the middle of about to renovate this bar and take it over, and they suddenly faced cancer treatment. But they both survived. They both got through cancer treatment, and now Augie's is actually going to reopen this summer. The renovation is almost complete. They're upgrading the kitchen. It used to be kind of frozen pizzas on the bar. They're going to have a full menu now and make it a little bit more family friendly. So if you've missed Augie's, it will be back this summer at 1721 West Wrightwood.
Gotta love that story. Jen Sabella, thank you. Have a good one.
Thanks, Bob.